The MarTech Podcast is a proud member of the I Hear Everything Podcast Network. Looking to launch or scale your podcast? I Hear Everything delivers podcast production, growth, and monetization solutions that transform your words into profit. Ready to give your brand a voice? Then visit IHearEverything.com.
From advertising to software as a service to data.
Across all of our programs and clients, we've seen a 55 to 65% open rate.
Getting brands authentically integrated into content performs better than TV advertising.
Typical lifespan of an article is about 24 to 36 hours.
If we're reaching out to the right person with the right message and a clear call to action, then it's just a matter of timing.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast, a Ben J. Schaap LLC production. In this podcast, you'll hear the stories of world-class marketers that use technology to drive business results and achieve career success. We'll unearth the real-world experiences of some of the brightest minds in the marketing and technology space so you can learn the tools, tips, and tricks they've learned along the way. Now here's the host of the MarTech Podcast, Benjamin Shapiro.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast. Today we're going to discuss how to amplify your lead generation efforts and grow your business. Joining us is Tristan Wright, who is a business growth and simplification specialist at Evolve to Grow, which is a consultancy that gives business owners and entrepreneurs the tools and support they need to simplify their workflow, grow their profits, and reclaim their free time. Yesterday, Kristen and I talked about his strategies for helping teams evolve into high growth teams. And today we're going to talk to him a little bit about business growth and how to engage a cold audience. All right, here's the second part of my conversation with Tristan Wright, business growth and simplification specialist at Evolve to Grow. Tristan, welcome back to the MarTech Podcast.
Thank you for having me again. Yesterday's episode was really enjoyable. Had lots of fun on that one.
Don't tell anybody, but yesterday was actually today. And surprisingly, today is actually tomorrow for you.
Correct.
For anybody who's having a hard time following along at home, we record both of these episodes in one day, but Tristan is in Australia, so it's Friday for him and Thursday for me.
So I'm living in the future.
So what is the future like, Tristan?
Well, at the moment, the future is quite rainy, but in reality, nothing has changed since yesterday.
See, I was told that the sun will come out tomorrow.
I think it's there, but it's behind the cloud.
We're talking in metaphors here. Hey, let's talk some business growth. You're a business growth specialist, and one of the key ways to grow is to actually cultivate an audience. Sometimes you're starting from scratch. You haven't reached out to anybody. Not everyone is familiar with your brand. Talk to me about your strategies for engaging a cold audience.
It actually took me a while to understand this because, believe it or not, I don't come from a marketing background. I studied engineering and industrial design, and I built my businesses without marketing knowledge. So there was a lot of trial and error and listening to podcasts and watching YouTube videos and signing up to marketing groups. But when it comes down to it, it's a really simple strategy. It's understanding who your client is. But then once you know who your client is, you need to understand what their pain points are and what is holding them back from getting to their ultimate objective. And then once you know that, you talk about their pain points and their trigger points and then relate that to how you can solve it. And from there, you're actually showing yourself as a subject matter expert or an authority in your niche. And then people are going to start being engaged with you and following you.
So I think about cultivating a cold audience by coming up with micro touches, micro wins, getting someone to consume a piece of content, right? Getting them to be aware of your brand. There's the awareness phase before you get into consideration, and then you get into purchase intent. So talk to me about your stages and what's the methodology that you think about?
The very first stage is awareness, and we're wanting to get people aware of who you are. And we want them to be aware of who you are in a good way, not a negative way. And one of the methodologies I use, I do LinkedIn posts, and I often do polarizing LinkedIn posts. I know who I want to target and I know who I don't want to target. So my posts are polarizing and it turns off people that are not in my target market. But it actually, by turning off people, they interact and put comments on my posts. And then from there, that post will go viral and people that are in my target market will end up seeing that post and consume that content and become aware of who I am. So that is a really simple way of awareness for me.
It's an interesting strategy to try to write something that's polarizing with the hope that the conversation that comes around the conflict helps share the organic reach of your post. Now, I guess the big question I have related to that is, great, a lot of people see your post, but if it's polarizing, it might have a potentially negative sentiment. How do you make sure that people are reacting positively when they see your content?
To be honest, it doesn't worry me if people are reacting negatively on that post, because I know that there will be a lot of people not actually interacting with that post that are reading it. And from there, they're actually going to click through and go to my website and do their investigation about who I am. So one of the next stages is interest. So they're going to read that awareness post, and then they're going to go to my website or go to YouTube and show a bit of interest in my brand and consume more content as that next step.
Okay, so you're using your social marketing efforts to try to build some awareness. When you get someone from a cold audience to engage with your content, what's the way that you're getting them farther down your funnel?
There's multiple ways that I do it. So I've got my awareness stage, and then I've got our typical lead magnets, which are PDF downloads. We've got videos, which are getting people to read it. So we're wanting to get people to their email address. And from there, they go into an email marketing nurture campaign. They then go into our Facebook group. And then from the Facebook group, they're going to show more interest. Then they book a call. Then the next step is we have a chat, and then there's a sale. So we go from every person that's at the top of the funnel, there might be 1,000 people at the top of the funnel, we might only get 5 of those people book a call that are showing interest.
All right, so you're cultivating some awareness through your social media posts, and you're trying to drive organic reach. Your next goal is to get an email address from someone who's shown an engagement or showed up at your website. Time for a one-minute break to hear from our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. In 1919, John Wanamaker said, "Half the money I spend on advertising is wasted. I just don't know which half." Well, the advertising landscape has changed since then, and instead of reaching your audience on 2 channels, you're probably reaching them on 20. Turns out John didn't know how easy he had it. But that doesn't mean that you should give up on striving towards marketing effectiveness. No matter how complex your marketing strategy is, Mutinex Growth OX is the market mix modeling platform that measures the impact of marketing on your bottom line. Mutinex's market mix modeling platform calibrates your insights against the latest market conditions so you can make media and marketing investment decisions confidently and quickly. Ready to take your team from "I think" to "I know"? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, your best decision starts here. To learn more about Mutinex, go to mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. Okay, here's the rest of today's interview. A special thanks to our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. Ready to take your team from "I think" to "I know"? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, the marketing mix modeling platform that makes measuring ROI fast, easy, and cost-effective. Request a demo at mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. Then the question becomes, how do you go from email to actual customer? Talk to me about not only the lead generation, but your conversion methodology.
Getting that email address or that phone number is a bit of micro intent. And what I do, I've actually got tracking on my website, on Facebook, emails, everything. Like, you need to track the engagement and how someone interacts with your business. And based off that interaction, you share the correct communication with them at the correct time. So I use ActiveCampaign for my email marketing platform, and we've got a scoring system in there based off how often they visit our website, how often they go to YouTube, how often they open and interact with our emails. And then eventually we send to them an email saying, "Hey, we noticed you've shown some interest. Do you want to jump on a call to learn more about how we can help your business?"
I guess the last question is, when you think about reaching a cold audience, right? That's generally what you're doing when you're starting fresh, and you haven't really built anybody that you can go through retention with. How do you think about driving retention, and how do you balance your efforts for retaining your existing customers as opposed to finding new ones?
So at the end of the day, it's so much easier to retain a customer than it is to find a new customer. And it's so much easier to upsell to an existing customer than it is to find a new customer. It's cheaper as well. So as long as you've got clients, you put your energy into them and continuously ask them for feedback on how your service is or how your product is, and ask for that feedback to see how you can improve and make their life easier, their business easier, or how you can serve them better. It goes back to the interview that we did yesterday about 360-degree feedback. So you need to, rather than pushing things out all the time, you need to continuously be asking, how can our business improve?
So let's combine the two here. You're an expert on business development growth. You're walking us through your BD strategy. You're also a simplification expert. How do you combine the two to make sure that you're efficiently building your business, but you're also keeping it simple?
I've got a workflow management system. So I've got my ideas in my head, and they all get documented into flow maps or flow charts. And then everything has got that process behind it. And my team tests it. And by testing it, they see if it works or it doesn't work. And then they give it to someone else in the team to see if the other person can do it without me explaining it to them. And if it works like that, the business can keep growing, keep scaling. So that allows me personally to be focusing on business improvement ideas and then handing it off to someone else in the team.
Yeah. And I think, you know, as much as we hate to talk about it, a key characteristic to prioritizing is being able to document all of the various options of projects you can do, actually taking time to go through them, deciding what you want to do, and then focusing on execution. Tristan, thanks for coming on the show. Thanks for being our guest. It was exciting to talk to you.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right. And that wraps up this episode of the MarTech Podcast. Thanks to Tristan Wright, Business Growth and Simplification Specialist at Evolve to Grow, for joining us. If you'd like to learn more about Tristan, you can find a link to his LinkedIn profile in our show notes. You can contact him on Twitter. His handle is Tristan D. Wright, TristanDWright. Or you can visit his company's website, which is evolvetogrow.com.au. Just one more link in our show notes I'd like to tell you about. If you didn't have a chance to take notes while you were listening to this podcast, head over to martechpod.com, where we have summaries of all of our episodes, contact information for our guests. You could subscribe to our once a week newsletter. You can even send us your topic suggestions or your marketing questions, which we'll answer live on our show. Of course, you can always reach out on social media. Our handle is MartechPod, MartechPod, on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Or you can contact me directly. My handle is Ben J. Schaap, BenJShap. And if you haven't subscribed yet and you want a daily stream of marketing and technology knowledge in your podcast feed, we're going to publish episodes every day this year. So hit the subscribe button in your podcast app and we'll be back in your feed tomorrow morning. All right, that's it for today. But until next time, my advice is to just focus on keeping your customers happy.
Thanks for listening to the MarTech Podcast, an I Hear Everything production. Looking to launch or scale a podcast like this one for your brand? Then visit iheareverything.com.